case number 11063, Michael V. Erickson, northeast of Route 13A, Seaford Road, approximately 500 feet north of Road 485A, Easter Lane, a special use exception to retain a single wide manufactured home on less than 10 acres.
You please state your name and address for the record, please?
Michael Von Erickson, 27283 Murrock Drive, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
The reason I'm here tonight is to request a special use permit on property that mobile home is currently sitting on. We've been offered the opportunity to purchase 2 acres of land in which the trailer is already on. It does have a current CO, and it is in compliance with all the setback regulations. We feel that no, it will not have any adverse effect to the address or to the property nearby, as there is a mobile home park located exactly on the back side of the property now, and there are mobile homes located throughout on Murrock Drive and also out on alternate 13. Are there any other requirements or applicable specific exemptions? Our intent is to get the property into our name so that we can start doing improvements upon it. We'd like to build a home on it, and we're looking at probably 3 to 4 years to get all of our funding together, our permits, our applications, the surveys, the drawings, and everything done, and get building on a new home on the site.
Okay. All right, sir.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
The single wide, what year is that?
It's an 86.
86.
Okay. And it's been on the property for approximately 4 years now. Okay. And the owner is also here tonight, who's offering to sell us the property.
Okay. Mr. Werben?
You're putting your house on the 2 acres in the back.
No, it will actually, when we had the mobile is placed, the home would go in front of the trailer.
Okay.
In between the current driveway we have now and the mobile home. And it's set so it would hook into the existing septic system.
So when you get your home built, you can do away with the trailer?
Pardon?
When you get your home built, you can do away with the trailer?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
And if you said it, what's the time frame for that? Or do you have a time frame for that?
We're hoping within 3 to 4 years, barring any economic crash or financial hardships upon us. My wife and I both currently work for the state of Delaware, and we know the state of the economy. And while they're not talking about any layoffs now, we hope we're secure in our jobs, and that's our plan.
Yeah.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And Mr. Galloway, no questions.
I've just got one, Mr. Galloway.
Sure.
Mr. Erickson, just looking at the map here, how do you access this property?
Off of Murrock Drive, and we actually have approximately 150 feet of road frontage on Murrock Drive.
Okay. Just trying to see that on the tax map here. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11063. Special use exception will not affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and along with the testimony that the applicant has presented to us.
And Mr. Rickard, the standard is substantially adversely affect.
I can't hear you, sir.
The standard is substantially adversely affect.
Okay, right.
Are you incorporating substantially into the
motion? Yes, I'm incorporating that.
Thank you.
And for a period of, you said, what, incorporated 3 to 4 years?
Or that is our plan without a financial downturn or economic hardship. Yes. Okay. We're planning on trying to get in the process as soon as possible, as soon as we can get it in our own name.
Okay. Thank you for that, Susan. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11063. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Since there was testimony that wouldn't suggest otherwise, that it would substantially affect adversely, aye.
Mr. Hudson?
It's getting late.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for his reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And aye for the reasons that were stated previously by Mr. Rickards. So, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11063 is approved at this time, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.